Idly hey.
Welcome to another episode of The Brett Allen Show.
Prepare to be astonished.
A pop culture podcast. Join Brett weekly as he interviews your favorite celebrities from film, television,
I'm back in business, baby!
Comedy, and much more.
Inconceivable!
Plus, you never know who will stop by.
Dude, we are so gonna party!
Now, here is your host, Brett Allen.
It's another episode of the Brett Allen Show, a pop culture podcast. Where we talk to your favorite actors and celebrities from film, television, music, comedy, and more. And we are talking today with Rob Kirkland. You can see him currently in Mayor of Kingstown, Yellowstone, and he has just been a part of some phenomenal projects. Turn the television on and you will certainly see him. Rob, welcome to the show. It's great to have you.
Thank you for having me, Brad. I appreciate it, man. Thank you so much.
Yes. Well, let's just start because you are busy. You clearly have been working hard. You had some episodes, several on Yellowstone, and then you, Mayor of Kingstown, and it doesn't seem that life has stopped for you. My big question is, are you happy to be working? Did you have a good New Year? Did you get to relax a little bit, let your hair down, so to speak, and just kind of recalculate for a brand new year?
Down and put it in a beanie.
Yes.
Thanks for asking that, and happy New Year to you, man. Man, I got a little downtime over the New Year to kind of reflect and, you know, appreciate, you know, what you the year that it's been, and to make most of what's coming. But I'm ready to go. I'm ready for 2022, I think.
Yeah. Now, these two projects, I'm assuming, obviously, were filmed separately. Were you filming during the height of all the craziness? Is that when you were getting these done, or did you get a chance, like some, to do this prior to, you know, the pandemic and things kind of being a little bit tighter as far as production and things like that?
Yeah, good question. They were both kind of in the thick of it. Yellowstone and Kingstown. I think, you know what, I think Yellowstone, season four of Yellowstone, I think we were the first production to go in after the lockdown.
You know, okay. What I mean?
You know, there was a lot of like start, stop, and then when we went full lockdown across the nation, I think Yellowstone was the first one to go in. So that was what are we gonna, you know what I mean? So it was kind of like beta testing on how to do this thing. And then I came in a little later during the season, season four, when I showed up, but they kind of had things in the groove. But and then Kingstown, we shot in Ontario, Canada, in Toronto, and Hamilton and Kingston, they were just coming out of the lockdown. So, so I got one coming in, and then Kingstown was coming out, and hats off to everybody who was, you know, working in between all that. So it was different. It was definitely, I mean, right, experience in shooting in my 15 plus years in this biz. It was definitely a unique experience working in a pandemic and COVID and the mask situation and the lockdown, the quarantine, it was, you still had the camaraderie on set, you know, but there wasn't really a lot of the, you know, between shoot camaraderie and stuff. And I didn't really see, as far as Yellowstone, I didn't get a chance to really catch up with any of my castmates from season two. I mean, we had, you know, maintained contact over the past a couple of years. So I was excited to go back and work and, you know, and chop it up with everyone. But they were, you know, we were like in our bubbles. So, but happy to and grateful to have been working through that.
Yeah. Especially when you're involved in a business that's predicated on large groups of people being around. If you've never been on a set before, I mean, usually they just pack people in as much as you can. You know, from tip to tail as far as crew and then cast and extras. Yeah. You might be filming a scene on one side and the crew is on the other side that you don't see. But then from what I understand, people hanging out in trailers and just doing things much differently. Well, let's talk about the positive here, because these are both very good projects, clearly markedly different. You know, but both really good. Let's start with Mayor of Kingstown, which is a Hugh Dillon project, kind of the guy behind. There was another show, a big show, the name escapes me at this point, that he was a part of. It was like a SWAT team type show, and that was massive. And then
it just went out of my mind.
I can't remember it. Yeah. And then, well, I'll think of it. But Mayor of Kingstown.
Also, The Expanse, too. Go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, The Expanse, yes. So let's talk about this project and how Kingstown came about for you, and sort of letting the people in on your character and sort of the genesis of the storyline for you.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Kingstown, it came about because I came about right after I had wrapped season 4 of Yellowstone. And okay. The script had, you know, just started going around, I think around January of 2021. I'm losing track of what year's what now with everything. But January 2021, and I just wrapped Yellowstone, and a couple of people had read it. One of my good friends had read it and said, hey, you need to, you should talk to Sheridan about this. This script is fantastic. I'm like, of course, it's Taylor. It's going to be great. I was like, but we have this whole thing we just did on Yellowstone, and he's laid out this whole thing, you know, to me for the future of my character on Yellowstone with seasons to come, if there are seasons to come. But so I was like, I'm not going to hit him up and ask him, you know, about put me in this one too. You know what I mean? Especially after the conversation that we had, which I was still, you know, still reeling over. But so I reached out to my reps about it. My reps reached out to me, excuse me, and said, hey, we got a call from casting from Kingstown, checking your availability. I was like, oh, okay, you guys calling in to see for me to contact Sheridan? Or, you know, I appreciate the hustle, like, that's your job. I was like, but did this call really come in? So they said, yeah. I said, so when you send me the script, I read the script, and of course, I'm like, this is hot. This show is gonna be fire, especially understanding Taylor's language and his voice over the years of of knowing him and working with him, of what he's trying to say, not just explicitly but implicitly in this. So when I read that, then I hit him up and I say, hey man, I read this. This is phenomenal. I heard I got a call from casting. You put a call in, et cetera. It's like, yeah. It's like, yeah, but here's what we're doing. And he had two characters in mind for me when him and Hugh were developing. I didn't know that, you know. So this had been on his radar for me while we were, you know, doing Yellowstone. Probably actually even before that. So, you know, Taylor thinks the long game. So I was like, yeah, man. I was like, you know, he told me that, and then figuring things out with the pandemic, and I was supposed to be in Kingstown earlier,
okay,
but because we were going to also be doing Yellowstone season 5, which hasn't been officially announced yet, so but at that particular period of time, he was like, I'm trying to figure out a way to make this work because Canada had a really strict quarantine situation. He's like, I can't have you in Canada for 2 months and then, well, you know, and then back and forth with what we need to do in Yellowstone.
Right.
So they changed some things around in the script, introduced my character later in the season, which worked out, you know, which worked out great with the way that the narrative goes. But then during that, 1883 came up, which is a juggernaut of a production. And then the network wanted that, you know, in 2021 and not 2022. So Yellowstone season 5 got pushed. And so I was like, oh, you know, so that got pushed and Taylor was off and running to do that. But I got the call after we had talked. It's a couple of calls because of the scheduling, like I was just talking about. And then I'm like, yeah. And I hopped up to Toronto. I got that call, like, it's like, can you be in a plane tomorrow? I was like, for 3 months, I said, give me 36 hours. I'm a quick packer and I've been ready, but 36 hours if I'm leaving for 3 months. So I got that call, boom, hopped out. Went to Toronto and had an amazing time with, you know, you're fortunate just to, you know, if you get really good material, you know, and then you've got a really dedicated crew and producers and then the cast, and then to have that synergy with such an amazing cast. I can't say enough about them. And Hugh being there and Michael and Steven and Clark and on and on. But and then it was just a phenomenal experience to be, and then Jeremy, how can I forget about Jeremy? The entire cast, like everybody, everyone, even people that were, you know, just popping in for a day, just killing it. And we really felt that we were making, I mean, that's what you always hope for, right? That you're making something that is going to be honest and impactful, which is what you aim for as an artist and a storyteller, to be part, to be a, you know, to be a cog in a machine like that. You know, like, we hope people watch it. We kept saying that. We hope people see it. But we knew it was going to be, we knew it was going to be good, you know? You know what I mean? We just knew it was going to, like, pop. But, you know, you just never know who's going to get drawn to it and when. And was really proud of to be a part of that, and proud to be a part of that. And so, yeah, that's pretty much how Kingstown came about for me as Captain Malta.
Yes. I mean, I tell you, both of these projects are just really stellar, especially in a day and age right now where content is so easily accessible for people. And there's so many options out there. And oftentimes it's hard to decide kind of which direction you're going to go with things to watch. I don't know, as somebody, I mean, I watch a lot of things, clearly, probably maybe even things that I wouldn't watch, because we're talking to people about the shows, but then I always find myself getting drawn into these shows. And people are like, well, why don't you ever go to the movies? And it's like, well, I don't have time to go to the movies because I'm always watching a television series. And I like to watch the whole thing if I can't. I want to ask you, you alluded to this just a moment ago, as somebody who is a storyteller and is a part of these great projects, really when, and I know it's probably different for each one, but when you are working on something, like, what is your overarching hope, Rob, that people take away from the work that you do, as far as, like, outside of being, you know, just generally entertained, or maybe, I don't know, maybe you feel it's outside of your jurisdiction and it's just your job is to do the best you can, and you just never know what's going to happen with a project.
Fantastic question. Yeah, like, you have your hopes. Jurisdiction. We're having a little game on set on how many times my character, Captain Walter, says jurisdiction.
Yeah, did you pick, and, you picked up on that a little bit? Okay. Good. Good.
I said jurisdiction.
It's a drinking twice. Game, you know that,
it's
right?
It's a drinking game, yeah, right? You can it's go through the season and count how many times Walter has to remind people about what jurisdiction
it's like
is.
SVU, you know? It's like every time they say, you know, Statesville, or there's a drink, or Chicago PD, you know, or This Is Us. I was joking with John Huertas we had on last year about every time, you know, he says Rebecca, or they say this or that. So you picked up on it. Sorry to sidetrack you there. That's
no,
funny.
It's good. I appreciate that. Yeah. I appreciate that. I'm glad that that you had caught that. I'm waiting for that gift to come around, or GIF or GIF. I don't know. But yeah, you know what? As a storyteller, you just you hope. I mean, especially with something like this, and this, and the conversation that Sheridan and I had about it last year, and what him and Hugh and Hugh Antoine and Michael Friedman had in mind for the show in the short and long term, and what they wanted to say about the systemic issue within the prison industrial complex, and how in reference to me, how my character was going to fit into that and unfold. You hope as an artist, when something is laid out like that and put together so meticulously and so earnestly that and authentically, that people connect with the authenticity that you're hoping is coming across, praying is coming across in your performance after, you know, after your work and your research. And so I, with Kingstown, hopefully I'm staying on track with the question, with Kingstown, hoping that people experience a great story, right? They get married, attached to great characters done by fantastic actors, fantastic performances, and they walk away from that and step back, and then they see the other layer underneath that. But first they become connected with the story and the character, and then, or characters, excuse me, and then they see and hear, you know, what it is that the show is implicitly wanting to say. Sure. And they're allowed to draw, you know what I'm saying? They're allowed to, like, finesse their own interpretation of that. And, you know, they can have that ownership versus someone's, you know, just, like, ramming it down their throat in a preachy Mick, whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
There are shows that have been on in the past where you do kind of feel like, you know, on some levels that you're being condescended to, or maybe it's a heavy-handed message. But really, I don't know. Sometimes that might be what the only way that it's going to be done is if it's done in that context, right? And people kind of go, okay. But I think you're right in the sense that you can finesse it in a certain way to where you go, yeah, because I mean, behind everything that we watch, there's always some sort of message to be told, right? You know, whether it's complicit or not, or whether it's like, you know, done outwardly, it just kind of depends. But when you take great actors like yourself and others who do these projects and do them well, I think it serves the audience greatly. These are fantastic shows. Mayor of Kingstown, also Yellowstone, both available to watch now and to stream on your local network. Be sure to check them out and other exciting projects that Rob has coming down the pike. Thanks for hanging out with us today and chatting. I appreciate it. It's been a pleasure.
I really appreciate it. Thank you so much, Brett. Happy New Year, man.
That brings today's show to a close.
Goodly do.
Thanks for stopping by. If you enjoyed the episode, feel free to share it with a friend and subscribe. It's absolutely free. The views and opinions of the guests do not necessarily reflect those of the host.
Autobots, roll out.
Go home.